In this episode, we talk about the surprises of life and how to trust God through them. Coming up next. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Joshua 7, Psalm 139, Jeremiah 2, and Matthew 16. And right now, I am in the midst of serious concern for the health of a very close family member who I've known all my life. In the days of doubt over what their future will hold, I find myself growing in worry and anxiety. There are some moments when the truth rushes in, and I inhale God's sovereignty and exhale His grace. By that I mean that I recall in those moments that He is still on the throne, and that whatever happens won't change that. This truth is a comfort as I continue to meditate on how God has demonstrated His care for me even in the darkest moments when it felt like hope was lost. When in the limo following the hearse that carried my little brother, a moment of unexplainable joy fell upon all of us there, and we found a smile in the midst of sorrow. In the way that some of the painful situations I've experienced, God has even shown me glimpses of His purpose for things as I find myself able to comfort others out of that pain. The big ideal that I come away with often is a key takeaway from Psalm 139 today. Let's read some and discern it together. Verses 1 through 4 read as follows. O Lord, You have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, You know it all together. We will read more, but the takeaway I'm seeing most clearly already is God's omniscience. He knows all. Nothing surprises God. The psalmist goes on in verses 7 through 10. Where shall I go from Your spirit? Or where shall I flee from Your presence? If I ascend to heaven, You are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, You are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there Your hand shall lead me and Your right hand shall hold me. He recognizes that God is omniscient and can stretch not only in all realms, but stands outside of time and knows all that has been and all that will be. He goes on, for You formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are Your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from You when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In Your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. You guys, the psalmist is wrapping this portion up in a place that we must never forget. That not only does nothing that is coming at you surprise God, but nothing that you do surprises Him either. He knew how you'd respond to life, to your difficulties, to this very moment, and He still formed you, and He loved you enough to send Jesus to die for you. So let us take comfort in God's unsurprisable nature as you and I face the things that cause us shock. Let's pray for God's help, trusting more in those moments. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for Your love. We thank You that You loved us enough to send Jesus. And Lord God, not simply that You're loving, but that You match Your love with Your unsurpassable power. Lord God, that You are the supreme being, Lord God, that You stand outside of time and you know all, you see all, you anticipate all, nothing surprises you, and in your love you respond. You engage in a way that leads all things to work out your will, accomplish your plans and your purposes, Lord God, in a way that is ultimately for our good and for your glory, Lord God. Help us to trust you. Trust you in those moments where while you're not surprised, we are. While you're not shaken, we are. Lord God, I pray that you would help us to stand firm in our resolve to trust you and to wait patiently on you and to cry out to you that you would intercede on our behalf, Lord God. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode of Five by the Fire. Make sure that if you're listening to this on the audio podcast that you've already subscribed, or head on over to 5bythefire.org and leave a comment over there for some feedback. If you're watching on YouTube or anywhere else where the video is, comment below. I'd love to know that you're here, you're watching, and what feedback you might have for this, because I want to make sure that I continue to bless you all through these videos as well as audios. And make sure that you rate it if you're listening on iTunes, and share it anywhere you can so that we can get the word of God out there, so that more and more people will be comforted and challenged and encouraged to not only be blessed, but to be a blessing. All right, I'll see y'all here tomorrow. Peace.